I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Glad you could make it here at the start of this holiday weekend. And let's face it, for many of you, the long weekend started actually last night, the big midsummer holiday. Later in the show, we'll be talking summer camp and sausages, but right now, travel is on our minds. Ever since the bombings at Istanbul's international airport earlier this week, we've been thinking about security and how far to go to be secure. And I mean that in the literal sense, because in Istanbul, you start to go through security even before you get to the airport terminal. Ben Vogel is editor of IHS Jane's Airport Review. What happened at Istanbul Atatürk Airport, Ben? What went wrong there in terms of security?
The initial indications are that the three attackers were able to bypass the vehicle checks, which take place about 500 meters away from the terminal, because they were traveling in a taxi, and the people who were conducting the vehicle checks may have recognized the fact that the taxi firm was being used, and they just waved the vehicle through.
So that was the weak link right there. They figured the taxis wouldn't get checked.
It appears to be, with the caveat that, of course, the investigation is still ongoing.
Taking on board, as you say, once again, the fact that the investigation into the Istanbul attack is still underway, what lessons have we learned in the aftermath of the airport attack there?
Well, I suppose the main lesson is that public areas of airports are inherently vulnerable because they're so open. That's the whole point of them. They're meant to be public areas that anyone can move into. I would say that the attack does bear a similarity to the attack in Brussels at Zaventem Airport in March 2016, in terms of it being on a public area, a landside area. In a way, it shows perhaps the strength of checkpoint security. It's getting harder and harder to smuggle explosives through the main security checkpoint. So instead, the focus of the attacks is in the public area.
Well, we have a huge holiday coming up this weekend in the U.S., holiday weekend, July 4th. A record 43 million travelers are expected. What measures are being taken at airports in the U.S.?
As far as I can tell, the TSA is stepping up its presence at large airports such as Chicago O'Hare and main international airports throughout the country. Local police departments have increased patrols, and sniffer dogs are being deployed to look at pickup zones outside the entrance to airports.
I don't want to be alarmist, but it sounds like what you were saying about Istanbul Atatürk Airport is, if attackers really want to, they will find a way to attack.
Well, in a way, you're right. A lot depends on the ability to foil plots before they actually reach fruition, and that speaks a lot to the ability of intelligence services around the world to keep track of emerging threats.
Ben, you've been to many airports around the world. You've seen them up close. What airport's doing the best in terms of security, and if you can just tell us why?
The thing is that airports differ in terms of their traffic volume and the kind of traffic that they deal with, whether it's leisure, business, point-to-point passenger traffic or transfer traffic. They all have different operational tempos, and even the physical size of an airport differs, as you'd expect. And all those variables have an effect on how security is provided. In the case of Atatürk, the recent spate of bombings and terrorist attacks in Turkey meant that the measures in place at that airport were actually tighter than many other airports around the world, including, arguably, many in the United States.
What about the visuals, the optics of just having a lot of security personnel at an airport? Is there any correlation between the number of security and deterrence?
I think a visible presence is necessary, not just to potentially deter anybody and then monitor potential hostile reconnaissance that takes place, but also to reassure the traveling public, particularly in the aftermath of one of these horrible terrorist attacks. But I don't think it necessarily has a direct relationship with the efficiency and effectiveness of the security.
It was also pretty remarkable how quickly Istanbul picked back up and started flights again and kept the airport open. What do you think accounts for that?
I think it was partly a sense of getting back to business as usual and making sure that this vital piece of strategic infrastructure, it is a major airport in the region, got back up and running as quickly as possible.
Yeah, it's got to instill some confidence in the public, though, when they see that.
It shows that there is a resiliency about Atatürk, that it was able to recover so quickly.
Ben Vogel, the editor of Jane's Airport Review. Thanks for your time, Ben.
Thank you.